Kiki and Kibitz with Jordan and Brianna.
Hello and welcome. I'm Brianna, and I'm super excited to welcome you to the kickoff episode for Kiki and Kibitz, the podcast where the bagels always have lox and the jokes are always tasteless. We talk about our own snarky takes on celebrity gossip, reality TV, and really anything else that we feel like. Today is a special little mini-sode to introduce my co-hosts, Jordan Ross Myers. Jordan is the man behind Twitter's legendary Rassilo Lee account, which has been around for about 7 years, and it has almost 10,000 followers. It is intelligent, it is hilarious, and it is, in fact, how I met Jordan. This account is so funny that I literally stalked it for months before rallying the courage to send a DM and propose his podcast. I was so excited about it that I wrote a blog for our website at kikiandkibitz.com to tell you all about this mysterious tweeter. So check that out. So without any further ado, here's my co-host, Jordan Ross Myers. Hey, Jordan, how are you?
Hey, Brianna. I'm great today. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thanks. I'm excited to be kicking off our podcast series. And I've directed the listeners to read our blog post that gives all the details of the Rassilo Lee account and tells a lot more about who you are. Yeah, I'm excited.
The man behind the curtain.
Yeah, exactly. The great and terrible Oz. But for today, can you just explain who the real Lee Rassilo was and how she's related to the Real Housewives of New York?
Lee Rassilo was Jackie Kennedy's sister. She was a princess, a socialite, a designer. All the fashion houses adored her. Marc Jacobs, Chanel. For years, she's like the most stylish woman in the world, or American woman in the world. And her son married Carol Radswell, making Carol the princess on Real Housewives of New York.
But Rassilo Lee is a fictional character, right?
Oh, yeah.
And what would you say the main difference is between the real Lee and your Lee?
Well, at this point, I'm alive. Lee is...
And we'll start it there.
The other thing, too, is I don't think Lee Rassilo, the real one, had any time or interest in seeing what Camille Grammer ate for lunch today or what table Teresa Giudice is going to flip in what restaurant. I mean, she was at the top of the heap. She didn't have to look to these people for inspiration.
Unlike us.
Yeah.
So now that we
I'm a lowbrow peasant, you know.
Likewise, low rent all the way up in his joint. So now that we've established that, I'm going to ask you a few questions, but from the perspective of your Twitter, Lee.
So what do you think Lee would think about Erica Jane?
She wouldn't be amused. There's not much to work with there. Everything about her is her telling you she's a strong, confident, empowered woman. But the way she reacts to everything is a teenager, tweenager reacting and rebelling against her parents. Her husband tells her to shut up. Her clothes, I mean, she just piles on labels, and everything about it is, look at me, I'm rich, but I'm a street whore. She's not comfortable in who she is. Look at me, my orifices are dripping. But if you ask her about a piece of cookie she's eating, I'm a lady, I'm Mrs. Girardi. She's not comfortable in her position. She doesn't know who she is. And she's not really at home in the life of being the wife of a prominent 90-year-old. So she's always, it's always like a, like someone 12, 13 who's going, she's going to come home with a pierced ear just to show Tom what she's capable of.
That's funny.
She's really, she leads with this confidence. And the fact that you push it so much tells you it's false.
So that was, you bring up a really interesting point. She has this whole vibe like, fuck you, I'll do whatever I want. But meanwhile, we could see in that scene that her husband is in full control of her.
Well, think about how she panicked when Dorit made the joke about the underwear and her pretty little blank. And Erica shut down in the moment and was like, my husband could hear that. What will my husband think? Well, you have a video also that's of you, a music video singing about you twisting your legs behind your back like a pretzel. So, I mean, she's always reacting to someone else, running from someone else. Oh, remember, what was one of her phrases? I might be two people, but I'm just a whore. Just kidding.
Something like
that. That was a joke. She's not a whore. No one's fucking her, especially Tom.
Especially not Tom.
God, I mean, she literally, I haven't seen a relationship that genuine since Hugh Hefner and Holly Madison on Girls Next Door. It's really sad to watch.
It is really sad.
There's no love.
So which housewife do you think Lee would think is the trashiest?
That's hard because anyone who would go on a housewife show has a dose of trash in them. They're fighting and drinking on camera for attention. But Vicki Gunvalson.
Why do you say that?
Vicki Gunvalson has no limits. She will fake cancer. She will enable someone and defend him to the death to fake cancer for ratings. She will turn against her children and humiliate her children while defending someone who's faking cancer because the fake cancer will bring her ratings. There is no moral threshold for her. She is horrible in that sense.
So how do you think Lee would feel about Lisa Vanderpump? You think she would think she's new money, or do you think she would respect her class?
I think you can do both. I think Lee could do both. I mean, Lisa is new money, but Lisa also brings in a lot of majesty. She does it with a wink to a sense of humor. She's not stuffy about how regal she is. It's always with a smile and a wink. She's not pretending she's the Queen of England. But if people in LA want to think of England in terms of the Vanderpump Villa Rosa world, let them allow the crown to where it lies.
Yes, she is the closest thing to the Queen of England that we have in the U.S.
I always say America would be so much more united politically if we just accepted that L.A. is Vander-America. We could all unite under the throne, the crown, tiara, whatever you want to call it, of Lisa Vanderpump.
All hail the queen.
She already has the big white house.
Right.
She probably has a diamond tiara stashed somewhere in her vault. And we're all basically her servants anyways. Look at everyone in the show.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I would be proud. I would be happy. I would be honored to say she's my leader.
I agree. LVP for president, for sure.
Perfect.
You think that Lee would have lunch with Lisa Vanderpump? And if so, where would they go?
Lee would enjoy lunch with Lisa Vanderpump. She said in an open interview, She would rather be seated next to a snob than a bore, because at least a snob you could have a laugh with. Lisa Lisa with all her diamonds and maids and Rolls Royces. Everything is done with a wink.
Oh my God.
She knows what her employees, what her janitors, what her maids are snorting. She knows one thing. She knows, but she does it all with such a wink. Lee toured with the Rolling Stones, literally slept on their tour bus with Mick Jagger. She was friends with Warhol.
You have to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's no moral standard for people with money or breeding,
right,
or class, however you call it. It's as long as you do it with a wink, it's funny. Look at Paris Hilton's career.
I agree. So if Lee and Lisa went to lunch, where can you imagine them going?
A Del Taco in the Valley.
Why on earth?
It would be so thrilling to both of them. It would be like a Simple Life episode. It'd just be magnificent. Maybe they could roll up in like a Rolls or a Jaguar. Something. They'd have to be chauffeured from the back seat. Like a Pat Altschul situation. But they would have to order off the dollar menu or the 2 for $5 menu.
Well, I bet neither of them had ever ate at a Taco Bell, so it would probably be pretty cool to watch them do that for the first time.
Oh, fascinating. I would kill just to see LVP and Ken, and maybe they could bring along Rocio, their number one maid. Just two regular things, like the Vanderpump Todds at Home Depot. It doesn't even have to be outrageous, like they're milking cows. I just want to see them in situations that everyone but them can relate to.
Do you think LVP has ever been in a Home Depot?
Only to pick up some of her lower staff.
So how long have you been doing the Lee account?
In a timeline? I have to think back in terms of a few breakups. It was before my nephew was born, my first. About 7 years on and off.
Got it. And what ever motivated you to tweet as an elderly socialite?
I'd been on Twitter for a while, since its beginning. And when Betty White, Rose Nyland from the Golden Girls, had such a moment a while back, maybe 5, I don't know. She hosted SNL. Everything that came out of her was gold. Everyone loved her. And I thought, who else is of that era, on the older side, and famous, who wouldn't have thought to register their name? And so I went over it and I was like, socialites wouldn't be in touch with that. They maybe wouldn't have thought it over. And so I went through a list of who I thought were socialites, who were of a generation that's not into Twitter. I registered Lee Radswell, and I registered Candy Spelling, Tori's mother, Aaron Spelling's widow, the richest woman in Century City, Holmby Hills.
Right.
And I forgot about it. I just registered it. At that time, I was also the Twitter of Promises Malibu, Hollywood's most notorious rehab. And then so one day I got shut down by Promises Malibu. Apparently, I was posting coke jokes that weren't funny to a place.
You're a podster, dude.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It was like Memorial Day or 4th of July, and I was tweeting like vegetarian restaurants that I hid ground beef in their air vents. But don't worry.
Were you just bored or something?
Oh, my whole life is fueled by boredom. Yeah. I was just like, let's see how this works out. But it got a reply. And then so once Promises Malibu was shut down very clearly, I logged into some of the old accounts that I had registered on a whim. And Lee Radswell had like 800 followers.
And you hadn't done anything yet.
I hadn't done anything. The only thing I had tweeted on there was once when I registered it, and I just went Bouvier, 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 Bouvier.
So that attracted 800 people.
Oh, it did. I had like followers who were like names I knew. Like they were famous.
And I have 233 followers and I'm real.
When you're born a Bouvier, things like followers just come to you.
You see that?
That
is where I've gone wrong.
That's the world Lee was born into. She was born with followers. We're not so lucky. She and Jackie.
Yeah.
They were born
lucky for sure.
Yeah.
Money and class. Can money buy you class?
Money can't buy you class, but money can help you buy class.
Would Lee agree with you?
Yes. Why else would she have a series of husbands who got richer one after the other, and she divorced every single one?
Seems like it was good business strategy.
She was a Forbes list divorcee. Marriage was her business strategy. And she was trending worldwide.
Before trending was a thing. So if Lee had a housewife's tagline, what would that be?
I think it's insulting when people call me a gold digger. I'm here for diamonds. Lee did not fuck around with marriage and settlements.
That's awesome, Jordan. And I really appreciate you taking this time to share your story with me and with everyone else. And that pretty much wraps it up for our mini-sode of Kiki and Kibitz with Jordan and Brianna. We hope you'll join us here again next week.
In our first episode, we'll talk about the new season of Real Housewives of Dallas, as well as some other cool Real Housewives news. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of Kiki and Kibitz with Jordan and Brianna, please click your subscribe button now. And don't forget to go back to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and give us a 5-star rating and a great review.